Macmillan Audio presents The Joys of Love by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Maggie Meg Reed.
Hi, my name is Lena Roy, and I am the oldest grandchild of Madeline L'Engle. I remember the first time I read The Joys of Love. It was 1978, and I was 10. Curled up on the couch, listening to the tap-tapping of my grandmother's typewriter keys, and reading, no, devouring, her unpublished manuscript about summer theater in the 1940s. My 9-year-old sister, Charlotte, was on the opposite end of the couch, eagerly waiting for me to pass the next page to her. We were honored that Gran thought we were mature enough to read this novel, and we had promised to be quiet so that she could write. We had a history of spending time with her while she was working, whether it was at her home, Crosswicks, in northwestern Connecticut, or in the Cathedral Library at St. John the Divine in New York City, where she was the librarian and writer in residence. My grandmother lovingly referred to her office above the garage at Crosswicks as an ivory tower, one in which she could harness her wild, abundant imagination through the craft of writing. In 1978, she used a gigantic typewriter atop a big desk with piles of paper everywhere. Large windows overlooked green fields and the peak of Mohawk Mountain. Crosswicks was a magical place for us, having served as much of the setting for her best-known work, A Wrinkle in Time. Sitting and reading The Joys of Love, I was thrown back into the world of the 1940s, and through the character of Elizabeth, I felt able to catch a glimpse of my grandmother as a very young woman. She became more than the woman who made the best hot fudge sundaes.